Yes.
Yes, sir.
Another episode.
That's right. It's another episode. Another week.
Another week, and we're still on the air.
Yeah.
Anthony, it's amazing.
Somebody loves us.
Somebody loves us. You know, we got to give a lot of thanks to some of these radio stations that are playing us right now. WRHI out in the Carolinas, KCAA, and a few others out there in the Californias. And appreciate you guys for always supporting Coffee and Cash Flow. And for all the listeners and folks that are, we got some quiet listeners too, Anthony. They're like shy.
Yeah. Right. In a quiet storm.
You're right. It's like, we really like your show. Well, you can post, you can tell us.
You remember on the radio used to come on? I don't know if they still do it. I don't know if they do it out here. But you know that person, come on. Welcome to the quiet storm.
Right. That's how some of our fans, I wouldn't say fans, but some of our listeners are. They're just real quiet. You find out when you meet them and when you're talking to them.
I heard you on the radio.
Like, okay, why don't you call us? Why don't you say something? Say something on Coffee and Cash Flow's Facebook page. Let us know what you think. If you like the show, I said, because, you know, sometimes, you know, you're working hard. You like to get some kind of recommendation.
Exactly.
Right?
Some recognition.
Right?
That's right.
You know, people will say they like your show. Well, we appreciate you liking the show. But every once in a while, you can call me.
That's right. You know?
But no, we want to thank you guys, though, for listening. In all seriousness, though, Coffee and Cash Flow has the tremendous support from Instashore.info.
That's right.
For all of your healthcare needs. Guys, remember, AEP, is it open now? Is it started? Is it about to start?
Next month. That's right. Next month.
AEP is on its way.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony, I think people need to understand that there's a lot of things, the changes that are happening. And so you need to have someone that knows what they're doing. You should give Anthony a call. 1-800-306-5086. 1-800-306-5086. Give them a call.
And they should know that, especially if you're in South Carolina, but there are lots of plans with zero premium.
Wow.
Zero premium.
Zero.
Yeah.
Y'all heard that? That means nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Right?
Yeah, and they give great benefits too. So definitely.
Yeah, and Anthony has the carrier, so, you know, there's not a one-trick pony.
That's right.
Right, where people say, well, I was having a conversation with someone today about that. This is just a conversation we were talking about. There's the blues people, right?
Mm.
When it comes to the ACA, under 65 market, and they try to monopolize, especially in the Carolinas, north more that you've seen more than even south. But I said to them, if you've got someone who only represents that one carrier, because that's what they want.
That's what they
want. That particular company wants you to promote only them, right?
Yes.
They're not acting in your best benefit.
Yes. You want a broker.
You want a broker.
Yeah.
You don't want a captive agent, because that captive agent is only going to show you what that company has.
Yep.
And so I hear people, when I talk to them, they always tell me the blues. And I'm like, well, you're going to have the blues because you're not getting the best potential opportunity or product that's out there for you. I'm not saying they're not great, or they're actually not great, but they don't have the best products. But there are sometimes more affordable answers, and Anthony, and that's why you got to have a broker. And so, Instashore.info, guys, go to Instashore.info. Don't forget about My Virtual Docs,
mental health,
the free pharmacy program, the pet program that Anthony always reminds me about.
That's
Anthony
right.
is available. So, MyVirtualDocs.com. Big things happening. We cannot forget Low Cost Airlines. 1-800-430-7923, 1-800-430-7923. And we cannot forget also, Anthony, veteran card donations, 1-800-709-9174, 1-800-709-9174. And we have to remember MyPillow.com.
That's right, MyPillow.com.
Promo.
Oh, we got to talk about our boy today. Please, Mike Lindell. We love you, Mike.
Oh, man, there's a lot going on with that. But MyPillow.com promo code is coffee.
Coffee, baby.
And if you go to the store,
yep,
MyStore.com, it is
cash.
So that is MyStore.com, cash. And you know what, Anthony, let me see if I can find Mike Lindell. I was going to play Mike because he needs our support right about now.
Yes, he does.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my towels with proprietary technology, which makes them soft and absorbent. Towels that work, what a concept. They're made with USA cotton and come in a variety of awesome colors. My six-piece towel set is regularly $109.99, now just $39.99 with your promo code.
That's right. Put in that code word, coffee. Get those big discounts. I mean, it's up to 66% on some items, and some items buy one, get one free. Guys, you want to take advantage of this.
And you're only getting these special codes through Coffee and Cash Flow with Stephen and Anthony. And the other one, I always forget to thank my own organization, Fig Wealth Partners. Anthony, with retirement, there's market volatility everywhere. And if you're still holding on like the old James Ingram, is that Jeffrey Osborne song? If some of you folks remember back in the day, guys, it's time to start moving monies and placing monies in protective classes that also have gain.
Mm-hmm.
And the gains are locked in.
That's right.
I have a hard time understanding sometimes when you show people another option and you show them something and you're like, okay, this is insurance.
Yep.
For assurance. Yep. Right? And we're going to protect your assets, protect your nest egg. And okay, you put in a percentage of whatever you feel comfortable with, right?
Yes.
And some of them still don't move.
They still don't move. I think it's, what is it, paralysis?
Analysis
paralysis.
That's a very good one.
Yeah, because a lot of people do that. But the other thing, you got to get your stuff in order. I was on Straight Talk and we were talking about the will.
Right.
I'm right now staying with my, at my aunt's house, and she died without a will.
Oh.
And it's created problems.
Hmm.
Family fighting against family, brother against brother.
Or you can have a bad will, because that's what happened to my grandmother died with a will that was poorly written.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Poorly written, and it left some ambiguity. And when you have a family member that you might as well have somebody that's not family as bad as this person
that's
was, they went after stuff they had no business trying to go after.
And that's the truth. Yeah, and so you're right. Having all of this stuff in order is so, so important.
It's very, very important, Anthony. And so we were talking about veteran card donations, and we talked about them as someone, and remember, just we can support our troops and support our veterans. And we hear this, I say this, and you guys are not calling this number, and I'm a little bit annoyed by it because nobody's helping these veterans. But that 1-800-709-9174, listen, Anthony, if you have a vehicle you're not using, you can get a tax donation. Go help these folks. But
yes.
I'm going to segue, Anthony, because about the car and the donation and the drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in this episode of Coffee and Cash Flow, we go into the cup.
And my cup, run it over.
Anthony, drive 55.
Drive 55, that's right.
You guys see the way I did that, how we set up?
Yes, I like that.
Drive 55.
What's that, car people usually talk about, the 55 Cadillac?
Yeah, I think it was. There was a song about that. 55.
Oh, there's a restaurant 55.
Right.
Yeah,
right. Well, so the question is, mm-hmm. not only drive 55, but how to retire effectively at 55 and enjoy a comfortable lifestyle.
That's 5 years and from now for me.
That's only two for me, so I gotta hurry up.
You gotta hurry up.
I gotta hurry up. We're on full throttle right now. We might have to drive faster than 55 to get to 55.
That's right.
So in many cases, the answer can probably be so, but it hinges. And I know we have listeners that are, most of our listeners are probably 50 or in their late 40s and a little bit older in some cases. But we're looking at 55 today because there are a number of folks that listen to the show that tell me when they see us out in the public that they're 47, 48, or 50, and they have no idea when they're going to be able to retire.
That's right.
Right. And so when we look at these situations is we talk about it's not a matter, and it hinges on a number of variables, so such as how much money you have saved, right?
Yeah. It's important.
But we also say it's not how much money you actually have saved.
How much money you got to keep.
You can keep.
Yes.
Right? And then what are your retirement goals?
Mm-hmm.
What is your lifestyle will cost? I don't think people understand that one thing.
Yes.
What is your lifestyle actually going to cost you? Because a lot of people think that, I'll have enough money when I get older, or they think they may not have enough money. So it's either two sides of the spectrum. I won't have enough, or I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Right? But your fine might be dependent upon The market.
The market. The prices of food today. We'll
right.
talk about that.
Yeah.
But you're right, Stephen. And the other thing is, I think this is another thing I observe. And even though this talks about that, one of the things is people think that they have enough money to splurge
mm-hmm.
once they retire. And that could be a mistake, too, because sometimes what you may think is a lot of money, you may think, oh, I'm going to travel, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But you may be underestimating what you actually need.
Absolutely. That's a great point. You may be underestimating. And then some of these experts in this article, Anthony, when we read the article, is literally saying that most experts say generally to have at least a half a million. Well, we know.
The average person
does not have a half a million.
No,
Anthony.
Sir.
It's because it says it could be more or less depending on your situation and retirement expectations. Well, it depends on how much you've tried to put away.
That's right.
When we run into people, because we do, sometimes people come to us and they're thinking that they got to have all this money already saved for them, for us to be able to help them. I've heard people say when you tell them you're a retirement income advisor, right, or advisor, planner,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, oh, well, yeah, I'll talk to you when I get to retirement.
That's
like,
too late. Too late, too late, shall be
too
the
little, too late to ever be a fool or whatever they call it, right?
Right.
I'm like, Anthony, no, you need to talk to me now. Matter of fact, where's your kids at?
Exactly.
We need
when
to talk
they're 20-year-olds when they're just starting their job.
Right.
I just had a talk with one of my wife's cousins. You know, you're getting that 401k. You know, he's putting a bunch of money into the 401k, but then he just noticed, he didn't even pay attention to it, that yep. since the market dropped, he lost money. And so I recommend people just put in their matching with yep. their company and invest the rest in other things.
Other places.
That's right.
Other places. That's what we always talk about. So when people look at this question, that's a great point that Anthony makes, is they ask, well, how much money do you need to retire at 55? Now, this is a question that cannot be answered but by you
yes.
and how you want to live, right? Because people
that's
come
right.
to us and say the same thing. Well, how much do I need? Well, I don't know how much you spend.
Yeah. yeah.
Right? I mean, before I can give you the prognosis, I got to give the diagnosis or however it goes, right, Anthony? Because I got to know, I got to read, I got to understand you. So
yes.
when we talk to our folks that come to us, we might be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
In initial conversation, because what
we're
I'm
listening to what you're doing,
right?
What you're saying,
right. I got to figure it out. So before I
you
can
like
prescribe,
to travel?
Right.
You like to spend a lot of time in the hotel,
right?
Yeah, you're gonna need some money.
You got kids that's still living with you? Are they still coming
that's
back?
Right.
Do you have older parents that you got to be responsible for?
That's right.
Do you have a business that you have partners and you haven't properly planned for? A buy-sell agreement.
Ooh, that's a good one right there.
Right, Anthony? You haven't thought about legacy transfer, wealth transfer.
Yes.
Right? Do you really want that guy's kid running your business if he dies?
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
So these are things that can affect your retirement. So, yeah, you might be really successful. You might have made millions of dollars in your business. And you think, you know what? I can retire at 55. But what about all these other life
yeah.
events?
Yes.
Right, that you haven't planned for
mm-hmm.
because you've got an advisor that is an accumulation-only advisor.
Yeah, and again, you know, your health.
Yeah,
you know, most
absolutely.
People don't take that into consideration.
No.
That's your largest expense once you retire. How healthy are you going to be when you retire? Is there enough money? Most people think Social Security and all this stuff is going to take care of them, but that doesn't happen. Medicare is not going to... If you have too much money in the bank, Medicare is not going to pay for a lot of stuff. You still have to pay for it.
Hey, if you have too much money in the bank, the Medicare is like, thank you, sir.
Exactly.
We want that.
We want that.
Well, give me mine.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And then you got your RMDs. There are things that, hey, you want to be prepared for all of this.
And it's so funny that you mentioned that, Anthony, because a lot of these experts, I'm air quoting, you guys can't see me, they say you should look at the aim is replacing at least 70% of your pre-retirement income, right?
Mm.
That's an interesting thing when they say pre-retirement income, because what is your net income
yes.
while you're working?
Correct.
So you got to understand how to replace that portion of it, because you're not taking home all of that money that's sitting in that 401k is
not
yours.
No, you're not.
All that money in that IRA, Anthony, is not yours.
If you get more than 50%, you're pretty much blessed.
Because you have not accounted for the taxes, the fees.
Yep.
That are
yeah.
in these accounts, that these advisors are charging you for these accounts. And then you haven't thought about if you're not 55 yet, if you're not 59 and a half, guess what?
Penalties?
You got a 10% penalty for withdrawing it.
That's right.
So that's why we show people things for distribution that is not subject to the rule of 59 and a half or 72 when you have to, or 75 at some point when they're going to move the RMDs. And so that's why you have to plan outside of it. So there are some plans that will allow for penalty-free distributions at 55 as long as certain rules are followed.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be aware of that. We're not going to tell you what those rules are. You got to call us.
Yes.
Right? So, Anthony, and you won't be able to start. Here's the other thing. You won't be able to start Social Security benefits until 62.
That's right. So you have a few years.
That's a seven-year gap now to get that income coming in. So
yep.
How have you planned? And then you have to also remember at 62, if you take it too early, 62 is taking your Social Security benefit early, right?
Yes.
That means you permanently cut the full benefit you would have gotten if you were born age 60 or later. It's 67.
Yep.
Right now.
That's
but under
right.
this current administration, it might be 70 before you collect Social Security.
Yes.
But, so a couple of ideas that these folks are saying. I'm just going to look at one of them or two of them before we go to commercial. Here's one. They said annuities are one option that will pay you a guaranteed, predictable monthly income stream. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I thought annuities were bad.
Oh, well, I don't know who said that.
These assets under management guys only. That's who says that.
Yes.
That's the guys that go fishing. You guys have heard the commercials. That's the people who say that.
Yes.
You know, the RAM is coming in. That's who tells you that, right? That don't know what they're talking about.
Don't know.
You're right.
In fact, the lottery uses annuities.
An annuity.
So, and you get that, and aren't you happy? Of course.
Absolutely.
He'll be happy to get paid for the rest of my life.
Absolutely. So you can tap annuities as one source of guaranteed income until you reach 62 and even beyond, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also something called 72T distributions from your mm-hmm. retirement account, Anthony. This lets you avoid the 10% penalty of early distributions from your retirement accounts before age 59 and a half. However, with a 72T distribution, you must take distributions for at least 5 years or until you reach 59 and a half, whichever is longer. So that means whether you need that distribution or not, once you start it, you got to keep it going.
You got to keep it.
So, Anthony, this is the reason why you should have other examples. And I'm going to give you this one last little option. Well, let me see something here, what they talked about in this article. These distributions, let's continue to read, must also be taken in equal installments. That's another important piece.
Mm.
Over that time span, failure to take any one, you hear this, Anthony? Of those distributions will result in your entire account balance counted as taxable ordinary income
wow.
for the year.
Wow.
Think about that. If you don't take it in the same equal installments, just mess up one time.
Mm.
Good Uncle Sam says, you know what? If you were lucky enough to have that old $500,000 sitting in that account, we're taxing it all now
wow.
as ordinary income tax. So, for example, well, I'm going to read a little bit of this. If you have $400,000 in IRA and opt for a 72 distribution that comes out to $700 a month, the one day you change bank accounts and the monthly payment gets rejected from your old account, this could result in the entire balance, as we just said, of your IRA being taxed at ordinary income rates for that
wow.
year. Obviously, a mistake like this could have big consequences when you file your tax return. Anthony, if you want to drive 55, there are options that we can get into. There may be an option to convert the IRA into a Roth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Anthony, give us a call and we will help you with that conversion.
That's right.
That's 1-800-306-5086. 1-800-306-5086. This is Steven, the retirement wealth coach, by the way. That's trademark. Don't infringe on my benefits. It's like blue magic. You know what I mean, Anthony? And this is Anthony, my main man, the Medicare king.
The coffee man.
The coffee. Stir it up. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Getting instant access to healthcare shouldn't be dependent on the time of day. Just because office hours are over doesn't mean you should be unable to reach a medical professional. Well, now you can get healthcare wherever, whenever, with My Virtual Docs. With unlimited virtual consultations for primary care, urgent care, and mental health needs, My Virtual Docs is affordable healthcare on your schedule. Plus, My Virtual Docs offers a free pharmacy program with their bundles. You get the medications you need when you need them. And because My Virtual Docs is invested in your health 24/7, they even offer a free wellness app called Burn that actually pays you to work out. So you literally earn while you burn. Get the care you and your family need 24/7 for less with My Virtual Docs. Online at myvirtualdocs.com.
And we're back.
We are back. Canceled it, yes.
No. Anthony, I pulled over after I was driving 55 to take a break. I had to use the bathroom. Once you hit 50, you got to use the restroom a little bit more often.
That is the truth. That is so the truth.
Right, Anthony.
I just turned 50, so I know.
I was talking to my son last night. He's 24 years old and young and energy and right. So I have this app that's a part of the whole My Virtual Docs platform. It's called Burn, right? And so you literally burn calories. You earn while you burn, right?
Right.
Well, here's the unfair part. I'm going up and down the stairs. I'm moving around. I think I'm doing something, right? Mm-hmm. I might have burned $2, maybe $3 if I'm lucky that day. He's sitting around. He said he didn't walk up and up the stairs a couple of times. He didn't burn $4, $5. I'm like, now how is this making any sense?
Exactly. Walking up the same stairs.
Right, we're walking up the same stairs. So why am I not? Because, man, your metabolism.
It's a whole different ballgame.
It just
brother.
Slows down.
Yes. While you're young, you better keep that healthy body going.
Anthony, our metabolism slows down like these cell phone companies when you do too much on your data.
Right.
They slow
Tell
it down.
Me about it. They throttle your
they
energy.
They throttle it, right? And then they got these new phones coming out. So now the new phones are coming out, Anthony. Your old phone ain't working right like how it just was working last week. Now all of a sudden it's having problems. Just wonder how that works out. But
exactly.
Anyway, Anthony, as we go into the Mocha Minute, I'm not beeping no more. It's just the Mocha Minute.
Beep, 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 beep.
All right,
beep.
He got it.
I do it for you.
Right, Anthony, this is something I've always known. Hard names equal hard knocks in job hunt.
That's right.
Tongue twisting names can present bigger problems than difficulties making a dinner reservations.
Mm.
New research highlighting the Wall Street Journal finds that people with tricky names are 10% less likely to land an academic job.
Mm.
Outside academia, researchers discovered hard to pronounce names could cut a job seeker's chances by as much as 50% within minority groups. So where job seekers may already be dealing with racial bias, a partial solution, they suggest, employers can redact names from resumes and other applications materials to keep their focus on a candidate's qualifications. Mm. Anthony, I know this is a touchy subject within a community, certain mm-hmm. community, African-American community, Caribbean community. There are names sometimes that, and I'm going, this is a word to the wise if you're trying to have your children employable. Sometimes that name, because
it's so cute.
Because you wanted to put Quanisha, Quasha, Mercedes, Monet, Alizé, Jenkins, Robinson on the third side of the Jackson Street.
Exactly.
That might not work.
No.
On an application.
It might not.
Right? Yeah. Or you better teach them to be an entrepreneur.
Exactly.
If you're going to have that kind of name.
It's the truth. It's
right?
the truth.
Even former President Barack mm-hmm. Obama used to go by Barry. So let's look at that, Anthony.
Exactly. But it's the truth, though. A lot of parents, they give their kids these names without thinking of consequence.
Mm.
You know, I had a hard time with my last name, Skinner, when I was growing up. And I nothing. I mean, again, it's nothing wrong with it. But
right.
I was called Skinhead.
No. I'm
all
Crawford.
Kinds of names.
They used to call me Crawfish, Crawdad. I'm like, how y'all mess up Crawford? I'm so glad the Crawford name started to get a little bit more popular when you started.
Exactly.
When Cindy Crawford came out, and then there was Joan Crawford. I was too young for that. I wasn't around for that. But I remember when Cindy Crawford came out, and then you started having baseball players that had the name, and then football players. Now you
start feeling better.
Start feeling better. And you got a famous boxer that's got the name.
Can you imagine, though? I mean, like I said, I came here to to the U.S. from the Caribbean, you have Taquan, Shaquan,
right.
Tiquan. I'm like, come on, people. Give me some simple good. Names.
I mean, back in the day, I mean, you know, my aunt and them name was Ernestine.
Ernestine?
Ernestine and Cora. And like, good gracious, y'all must not been too far from the ships with that name. So Ernestine, but I'm just like, man, you know, bless them. But at the end of the day, though, we got to be a little bit more careful with these colorful these names.
Kids. Yes.
Unless you want that child to be an entrepreneur. Which is what we prefer.
We prefer actually. Anyways, yeah.
Owning your own. But Anthony, you got to be careful. So, is white collar recession coming?
Absolutely.
So, the U.S. workforce is emerging from the health crisis in a new shape.
Mm.
The jobs recovery during the pandemic skewed so sharply in favor of white collar workers that the group now faces the most risk of layoffs in a recession or economic slowdown. Those employed in professional and business services are up by more than 1 million
wow.
from 2020, and those in leisure and hospitality go down by 1.2 million, while the economy added a solid, according to this article, 315,000 payrolls in August. Those for white-collar workers, Anthony, fell for the first time since before the crisis. Two-thirds of employers expect a recession.
Yeah.
Two-thirds.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And this is according to an August survey of small and mid-sized businesses by Principal Financial Group. Anthony, they're saying recession is coming in white collar. So you said absolutely. Well, wait, why do you feel that so strongly in that?
Well, I mean, you just look at the price of gas and right. the housing market.
Right.
I mean, right now the housing market is there's a lot of properties on the market because people are not buying. The interest rates are going up, so it's becoming harder and harder. And I could tell you this, the way things are going right now is that we can expect that recession is right around the corner. 8.4% or 8.6% inflation right now?
Mm.
Come on. I'm paying $3 and change for eggs. We're going to talk. It's going to be a – I don't want to get to a hot topic yet. But I'm telling you, yes, it's coming.
It's coming. It is coming. Anthony – now, IRS faces a battle for talent. Anthony.
Yes.
After years of shedding staff, the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, now has the money, of course they do,
yeah.
to hire tens of thousands of new employees. But
you know where they got that money from? The Inflation Reduction Act.
The other IRA.
The other
right.
The one that's supposed to reduce inflation, but I think it's increasing inflation. Well, boy, that's a whole nother deal.
That's a whole nother deal, and it's a whole nother journey. Anthony, it says here, but the agency will likely struggle to boost its workforce, according to the Wall Street Journal. Congress, as we all know, recently allocated the IRS on $80 billion in new funds. Can I just get a billion from y'all, Congress? Mm. Can just give me $1 billion, please?
Just $1
billion. Just $1 billion. You know what I would do with that $1 yeah. billion? I would turn it into at least $20
billion. Exactly.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Right? So, Anthony, over the next decade to overhaul its archaic computer system and enforcement operation.
Is that why they're always messing up?
Yes. But you heard the last part. It's enforcement operation.
Enforcement, that's right.
Uh-huh.
I heard they carry guns now.
Yeah, yeah. So hiring a specialized accountant, an accountant with a gun. I want them with is a calculator is what I want them to do.
You said an accountant with a gun. I only picture a mafia.
Right.
It's Vinny, I'm an accountant.
Right, I'm an accountant. It was a movie with Ben Affleck. It was a really good movie called The Accountant. But, yeah, so they're walking around. Now you got to walk around. They got a calculator and they got a gun in one hand. Come on now. So they're hiring specialized accountant and technical professionals to do the work that will be difficult.
That's
what
right.
they say, mm-hmm. because the agency's HR department is chronically understaffed and the labor market is exceptionally tight. The employment rate in the unemployment rate is 1.3%, which is far below the 3.7 overall unemployment rate, which is itself near a historic low.
Mm.
Anthony. So it sounds like if you're going to go for a position, you might want to go to the IRS.
You might want to go
accounting.
For the IRS. They getting money when everybody else is not getting.
Nobody else is getting the money. So Jackson, Mississippi had a big problem with their water recently.
Wow.
And it was brown. Flint, Michigan, have they fixed that water situation yet in Flint?
I don't know.
It's just amazing how we got money to send everywhere else, but somehow the U.S.
We got money to blow up everybody.
Yeah, right. Well, That's a boiling point moment, folks. All right. Lastly, in the Mocha Minute, What is ticker?
TikTok.
Goes on the defense. Imitation is the best form of flattery, some say, especially in the business of social media. Eager to cement its meteoric growth, TikTok has launched a new feature called TikTok Now that asks users to take a front and back camera photo at a random time every day for a more authentic look. What?
Mm.
It's essentially a copy of Be Real, the buzzy French app that's been steadily gaining popularity. The move comes on the heels of reports that TikTok's growth may be slowing.
But weren't they just in front of the Capitol doing a testimony to Congress?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, well.
That's what I thought.
Wait a minute. You're taking a picture back in front. So that means you want to be in my business.
That's what that says. They want to be in your business. And speaking of new business or healthcare business, Anthony, the adventures of Dr. Lewis and Carter. Discover better health.
That's right.
So, heartbreaking reality. Anthony, this is not really a surprise. Pharmaceutical cancer drugs feature many unwanted side effects. While conventional cancer therapies exist, they feature grave side effects.
Mm.
We all know this.
That's right.
Chemotherapy and radiation treatment, which destroy healthy cells. That's the one thing I don't think people realize is that they destroy actually healthy cells.
Of course they do.
To attack the malignant ones, right? Can cause thrombobiosympinia. Okay, I'm trying to say that again.
No, we're not doctors.
No, we're not doctors, which is a shortage of blood platelets. And anybody who heard me pronounce that and know what that is, you do it, right? And
then it's forget it. I'm not even going to try it.
And then it says lymphopenia, a drop in the body's infection-fighting white blood cells.
So
you're killing other cells to attack the one cell. That sounds kind of familiar, Anthony. Isn't there a jab that kind of... Anyhow.
Anemia.
Look at it. Or low red blood cells. So other terrible effects include infection, severe nausea. I've actually seen that.
Mm.
Vomiting, peripheral neuropathy, and hair loss, brain fog, and fatigue.
Oh, wow.
Well, what can be a natural relief? There are three... I'm going to only go over three. We may do a series on this one about cancer fighting sort of natural things. In the hopes of preventing the development, this is according to Dr. Lewis and Dr. Carter, of course. In hopes of preventing the development of this devastating disease, many have turned to nutritional lifestyle interventions. While no one nutrient should be considered a magic bullet against cancer, the following anti-cancer foods and vitamins have been linked in studies to reducing cancer risk and for its abilities, Anthony, to destroy cancer cells.
Mm.
So you're about to discover there's over two dozen of these, and we'll probably do one every other week. We'll bring in some more of these.
Sure.
Superfoods, vitamins and minerals and herbs that can promote the health of the vital body system. Wait a minute. So you're telling me that God actually might have had it right
with
natural vitamins and minerals and stuff that we have on the earth?
That's right.
Maybe just so. So this can help you to maintain a strong immune defense against pathogens, carcinogens, and toxins. Just keep in mind, before you use any of the following supplements, herbs, or nutrients to address cancer, consult with an experienced integrative, that's a key word there, physician. That means not someone who just does what the book says.
Right.
Right? We want someone who does a little bit more than practice in medicine.
Exactly.
Right? So, here's one. Studies. Lycopene in tomatoes helps prevent the spread of tumors.
Okay.
Lycopene is the plant pigment or carotenoid responsible for the brilliant reds of tomatoes, so the scarlet hue of watermelon and the pink coloration of red grapefruit as well.
Mm-hmm.
As far back as the mid-1980s, Harvard researchers asserted that lycopene-rich tomatoes may offer protection against prostate cancer. Walnuts contain powerful and rare anti-cancer compounds, Anthony. It says here, although walnuts may appear to be the most ordinary of snacks, they could have an extraordinary secret weapon against cancer, a trio of potent antioxidants that include, telmagranatin, jugulon, and morin. Listen, if I've said this wrong, you tell us what it is.
Yep.
Right? Not only do these compounds reduce oxidative stress and inflammation that can trigger cancer, but studies have shown, Anthony, that they can suppress levels of a hormone known as IGF-1, which researchers plays a key role in breast cancer.
Wow.
I had a wife. We were now divorced now, but that wasn't because of that. She is a breast cancer survivor of 20 years.
Wow.
So, you know, wish we knew some of this stuff. Lastly, Anthony, as we go, before we go to commercial, pomegranates and pomegranate juice provide potent antioxidants. This luscious fruit is a rising star. Actually, pretty good. I like pomegranates.
Yes.
In the world of natural health and for a good reason. Watch this. It's high in potent antioxidants such as L-ganans and I'm not even trying to pronounce it. Pomegranates is currently being investigated for its anti-cancer effects. In a 2021 study published in PLOS-ONE, the researchers noted that an extract made from pomegranate peels had robust effects in killing cancer cells.
Wow.
Folks, don't forget to check out Dr. Lewis and Dr. Carter's weekly podcast on Health Revival Partners. That's healthrevivalpartners.com, healthrevivalpartners.com. Anthony, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I need some water because I've been talking a lot.
Get some coffee and come back.
Get some coffee. We'll be right back.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here is a great idea. Donate your car now and help local veterans in your area. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program, and within a few days, we will come and remove your car for free. You can donate any car in any condition. We'll use our vast network to sell it. The proceeds raised goes to help local veterans and their families, and you get a tax deduction. And all you need to do is make this free call. Clean your yard up, get rid of an old car, and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
We're back.
We're back.
Anthony, that was some good stuff to read that what Dr. Lewis and Dr. Carter were talking about. And guys, you got to remember, these are not, you know, average doctors. This is MIT, Harvard-trained, Howard University, award-winning doctors, immunologists, anesthesiologists, functional medicine doctors that are highly, highly trained. And so these are some of the leaders of industries, and they don't do what the book says, right? They understand and look at your situation as unique. So I think that's important. But Anthony, when it comes to looking at your unique situation, I think last week when we were talking retirement, your coffee break, we were talking about how to defuse a retirement tax bomb, and we talked about a simple move. Now, this article was talking about shifting things into the HSAs. You know, it's cool with the HSAs. I'm not really that big of a fan of all of that, of doing that, because I just truly believe that that's just the insurance company's way of saying, we gonna make you feel good about this premium. That's what, right. That's our way of making you feel good about it, and this is our way of stripping down healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. This is our way of stripping down healthcare because we go from. If you think about it, we go from copay driven plans that were the norm, right? Mm-hmm. When you think about doing pre-Affordable Care Act, and then even doing when it was around, and then healthcare companies started getting mandated. Employers started getting mandated by the government. If you don't do this, you could be penalized because you had a certain amount of employees.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what they discovered was, well, the loophole came in through HSA high deductible plans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can reduce the cost of what we have to pay and then make y'all feel good because we're going to offer you HSA.
Right.
Because
that's how other companies use, you know, they try to find these loopholes.
That's the loophole. So I think the tax bomb or the what I believe is DIFs, and this is the answer for this today, right? We're going to go back because I don't know if we really got into it last week as much. Shift your retirement plan contributions from pre-tax to a Roth. That's one of the big tax secrets because of this very reason. So if you switch to 100% Roth, even you could have an employee, even if you have an employee that has a 401k, if they have a 401k Roth, that's a post-tax contribution, Anthony, that will allow you to be able to contribute to that And the growth of it is completely tax-free within the five-year rule or 59 and a half, the year thing that is required for the Roth, of having the Roth, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's an option, but I personally think that it also depends on your income. So
yes,
you could be phased out if your income is too high. So when you look at the example in the pre-tax 401ks each year, you're currently at $20,500 a year. If you're through age 49, then it's $27,000 from age 50 to 64, plus that $6,000 employer match, if they give you that match.
Yep.
And if the couple switch all contributions from pre-tax to a Roth 401k, only the $12,000 in combined employer match remains as a pre-tax contribution. So the rest of that wouldn't be. So the impact is massive. So if you look at it, their pre-tax savings at age 65 falls from $7.3 million to $3.6 million, which would be down from 50.2%. That's huge.
That's
so their first year of RMDs at age 72 falls from 400. Listen to this number. Hold on. I got to say this slowly. Remember I said this is someone in their 40s and they're doing this until they're 65.
Yep.
We're going from their first year of RMDs at age 72 falls from $435,820 to $215,281 because it's down 50.6%. While their lifetime RMDs through age 90 falls from $15.6 million to $7.7 million, also down 50% by just simply making a switch in contribution. Their Medicare means test, which Anthony talked about just earlier, surcharges or testing surcharge through age 90 falls from $1.5 million to $730,000, which is another 51.5% by making the switch. The inherited IRA that passes to their children at age 90, which are taxable at their children's ordinary income tax rate, would fall from $16.1 million, we talked about this from the couple last week, to $8 million, also down 50.6%. Their tax-free savings, this is the part I wanted to get to, grows to $3.6 million by age 65.
Mm.
If they never have to withdraw money from the tax-free accounts during retirement, remember, folks, RMDs don't apply to Roth accounts.
Right.
And they'll have lots of money from tax-deferred RMDs.
Mm-hmm.
So their tax-free savings would balloon to $20.4 million at age 90, while their heirs would have to completely drain the inherited Roth accounts over 10 years. Listen to this part. None of those withdrawals are taxable.
Interesting.
Anthony,
definitely.
For younger investors, we can talk about that on another show. But guys, give us a call at 1-800-306-5086. And remember, if you have at least $250,000 saved for your retirement, or you would like to start up saving something on a monthly level, Anthony, we can help you do that and be tax-free. We can set up a Roth. We can also set up something called a cash value or an IUL, which is starting to make a lot of waves that can be completely tax-free without any 59.5-year penalties. And no market volatility.
Yes.
So, Anthony, give us a call. And for those first callers, we're going to send you out the Baby Boomer Dilemma movie on Stephen and Anthony. Anthony,
yep.
That number is 1-800-306-5086, 1-800-306-5086. Anthony, what's going on with More Coffee, Please, with Anthony?
Well, you know, this is a great segue that you actually did just a little while ago. I know we're going to talk a little bit more next time about HSAs. But, you know, talking about that, you know, again, when you talk about retirement, you know, your biggest health, your biggest expenditure is going to be your health. And, you know, a lot of people don't take that into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can save and you could start saving now, because there's so many people that call me and they say, hey, you know what, you know, mom needs these procedures. She needs to be in this home. She doesn't have long-term insurance, and mm-hmm. a lot of people don't think about this, but you need to have something. So what else can you do? Well, there are other products that are similar to HSAs that are not just an excuse for an employer to give you a high deductible plan. Again, HSAs typically in an employer setting, they typically work great for employers. They're good for you too. I mean, there's no product I say is a bad product. It's just how you use it. It's like, you know, does it fit your lifestyle? You know, can you save enough money? One thing good about HSAs is that you could save money in it, but it has to be purposed for healthcare.
Mm.
But what if you did have a plan that actually can, let's say, double your money in the next 3 years? And it is for healthcare, but here's the key is, it doesn't require any deductibles or anything. You get a debit card mm-hmm. with a Visa logo on it, and you need a health procedure done. If your money's doubled in that account, think about this. There's nothing that I know of right now that pays out enough percentage to double your money in 3 years. I'm just telling you right now, unless you're going into major investments. So there is something that you can call me that I will show you how you can double your money in 3 years and be able to use that money for your health care. So even if you think, well, I'm retired already and I don't know what to do. Well, again, this is a way for you to do that and not just depend on somebody else, but have your money doubled in an account that you can use to do those procedures and things that you want to do, that the healthcare may try the plans that you have out there. Some of you have Medicare, some of you have health insurance, and they limit what you can do. Well, what if that limit was taken away from you?
Mm.
So that's one of the things. So give me a call, 800-306-5086. Leave me a message. I'll show you how you can get a plan that can double your money within 3 years that you have access to, and you can keep using it over and over and then keep putting the money back in to keep it growing.
Hey, man, that's more coffee, please. But Anthony, like you said, give us a call.
Yep.
1-800-306-5086. And if you're local, 980-216-8487. Just ask for Anthony.
And I'm setting up some seminars. I'm here locally here in Rock Hill. And so we'll be giving out our address so that you guys can come actually visit us.
Right.
You know, and I'm on Hurlong, right there, right next to the hospital.
Right.
1547 Hurlong. You'll see Senior Benefit Center. We're going to start holding some seminars there so you guys can come locally and visit us.
Yeah, and just, guys, more coffee, please, with Anthony, sponsored by. But we'll figure that out next week, right?
That's Anthony? Right.
We'll figure that out. So. But, Anthony, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Remember, if you want to get on this fun and want to be able to hear your message advertised on the show, apparently people forget I'm on the radio because they're texting me, but 1-800-306-5086. 1-800-306-5086. We'll be right back. I promise it's the last commercial.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-430-7923. 800-430-7923. 800-430-7923. That's 800-430-7923.
Folks,
we're back.
This is the part of the show that a lot of people get a little closer to the speaker. They turn their radio up, they go to the internet, they listen to the podcast, and they say, we've been waiting on this part, Anthony.
Yes.
Boiling point. Anthony. And keep in mind, folks, if you've got something to say, if you're shy, you don't want to hear yourself on the radio, you can always go to Coffee and Cash Flow's Facebook page, leave a comment. Please don't use any curse words or profanity or anything like that. And we will play that message on the show. Mm-hmm. Or even on LinkedIn. There's opportunities. You can do some things on there. I don't know if it's LinkedIn, but you can check out. You can look for me on there, Stephen Crawford, and find me on LinkedIn. But Anthony, the boiling point is we got to go. Listen, saw something that was interesting, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who this was that shared this meme, but we see our commander-in-chief. Talking about the 8.6%. Well, according to the meme, says gas is plus 48%, 7%, Anthony.
Yeah.
Right? This is since last year.
Mm-hmm.
Eggs, 44%.
44%.
Airline tickets, 37%.
Mm.
Used cars are up 35%. Gas and utilities, 30%. Hotels, 23%. Suits are now up 22%. So you can't even buy a suit no more without spending.
Mm.
Bacon is up 18%.
Mm.
Oranges, 15%. Furniture, milk, 15%. Milk is 14%. Coffee, 14%. Everything else, bread, 14%. Baby food is 13%.
Baby food. You can't even feed your babies for cheap anymore.
Cleaning products is 9.9%. Electricity, 12%. Cereals, 12%. But president says, I did that because inflation is only 8.6%.
He says only.
Right.
Yeah. You know what the problem? The problem I have with this president is he's, of course, I guess I don't have a problem with the president. I'll tell you what I do have. I have a problem with whoever is pulling his strings. Because, you know, every time he says something, the staff comes back and says, oh, well, he didn't really mean that. That's not what he's supposed to. Come on, guys. Really, you know this guy does not know what he's talking about. Inflation. We talked about recession just a little while ago. You take a look at these prices. Eggs up 44%.
Mm.
Come on. You know, you were paying a dollar and change for eggs just a little while ago. Now you're paying over almost $4 for a dozen of eggs. Think about that. You know, this is crazy. And you're talking about, he even denies, he's a recession denier. You know, just like they have the vaccine deniers, they
right,
call them. What
right,
they call them?
Right.
What they call them? Anti-vaxxers.
Right.
Well, he's anti-recession. You know, it's the reason why he even named his bill the inflation reduction, because it's just an imagination. These guys go opposite to what reality is.
Right.
So he's not living in reality.
And at least the anti-vaxxers have some valid points.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, you're anti-recession. Yeah, we're all anti-recession.
Right.
But we got to admit, it's there. It's happening.
That's right. It's happening. And so, Anthony, I think that, you know, I'm going to let Anthony, who's a.k.a. Coffee, kind of stir this one because, you know, I think that that's the boiling point segment for us, is that you can't brag about inflation being 8.6%, but some eggs is what, 40% or whatever?
40% for
eggs.
You can't even make breakfast without, it's not even cheap breakfast anymore.
Because that's typically what you get for breakfast, is you got some bacon and eggs. And you can't have none of that.
Oh, how much was bacon? How much is bacon? I think bacon was on that list,
bacon
too.
Bacon was on the list. I have to go back and look at it. Bacon was, how much was bacon? Let's see what bacon was, y'all. If anybody remembers on the show, tell us and send me a text message. Bacon was high. That's all I can remember. Anthony.
Well, oh, you know what? I got it right here. Bacon is up, too. Let me see here. Oranges is up.
Bacon's
coffee,
up 18%.
The whole breakfast. Your whole breakfast is up.
Your whole breakfast.
Look at this. Bacon is up 18%.
Wow.
Oranges are up 15%. You even have over on the right hand side, if you think you're going to drink coffee, 14% up. And even cereal is 12%.
So what is it? Did he have a problem with breakfast?
That's a problem with
breakfast. Did he not get enough breakfast when he was younger or something? Because now he's got everybody pissed off because he's got, we're going
to
raise breakfast.
You've got to wake up in the morning to deal with this.
Anthony. This is the boiling point, folks.
And yes.
There is a segment or something on What's in Your Cup that I wanted to share with you. This is it's right in line with expenses and people not being in reality.
Mm.
Right?
Wow.
Ancelry. What is it? I can't even pronounce the name of the brand right now. Balenciaga, whatever the name of this organization is. They're this real expensive brand.
Mm.
Well, apparently, they're getting roasted on the internet for selling the world's most expensive, are you ready for this?
Mm.
Now, when I say most expensive, guys, what do you think I'm going to say? You're going to say shirt, skirt, blouse.
Maybe a hat.
Hat.
Mm. Shoes.
Trash bag.
Trash bags.
Anthony, Balenciaga debuted the world's most expensive trash bag in their Falls Winter 22 collection. It is a fashionable trash bag that sells for $1,790.
Mm.
A trash bag.
A trash bag.
So while we're dealing
with trash bag made out of gold,
Anthony, while we're dealing with trash bags or recession where we can barely afford to put groceries in the bag, Balenciaga is now saying that we're going to sell you a trash bag for almost $1,800.
Wow.
So Balenciaga, for the spirit of coffee and cash flow, what's in your cup? Anthony, we got to get ready to get out of here. Any final thoughts?
Yeah. Stop denying. Politicians, stop denying inflation this year. Hold yourselves accountable for spending the people's money. This is people's money lifestyle. We're talking about today people not being able to afford gas and even breakfast.
And Anthony, in line with politicians who can't seem to remember, they said something previously, and then they're saying something totally else, and they act like they didn't say it.
Yep.
There's an old saying by Mark Twain. If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything. This is Coffee and Cash Flow. We'll see you next week.